This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sort of, you know, because it's fascinating to me, like, the differences.
Oh, great difference.
And, you know, yeah, the racial lines, the racial
divide.
That's
just the food. I mean,
when it comes to Thanksgiving.
It's the same thing. You stop, you're grateful for everything. That's the thing that crosses over.
That is the thread, that is the tie that binds.
And you need to be thinking about that this year.
Oh, yes. I will be thinking about it long and hard.
While you eat on that fried chicken your mama made.
That's right, man. Hey, you know what? Fried chicken is undefeated, to be quite honest with you, man. Like, it's impossible to mess it up. You cannot mess up fried chicken. Now, some can do it better than others, but anybody can fry chicken. And it's just, like, it's good. It just is. So, anyway, thanks for the breakdown, man. Happy Thanksgiving and continued good tidings to you. We'll come back. Lots more to come. We're going to be joined by NBA Insider, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Ryan McDonough. We will talk to him about all the things the Grizzlies have done. We'll talk to him about the rest of the moves here in the NBA. Gordon Hayward got a big contract. We'll get his thoughts on draft. Lots to get to with Ryan McDonough. Excited to talk to him. That'll be at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Shopping for that perfect present? The Honda Accord and Civic Sedan can get you there. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 Accord and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2020 Civic Sedan on select models from well-qualified buyers.
See your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during Happy Honda Days.
See dealer for financing details.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
All 75 months at 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10130, MSRP 16565, G4, LHF 12318, MSRP 17435, Outlander LZ 03889, MSRP 381, Outlander PEV qualifies for a $5,836 federal tax credit. Consult your tax advisor. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only.
The 2020 year-end sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,100 or $99 a month. 43 MPG Highway. A Mirage you can't miss with 2020 G4. 41 MPG Highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. Plus, crossover with 4x4 off-road capabilities with 74 MPG. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV, $27,838 or $359 per month. And 10 years of confidence with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Dawson Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Dawson Motor.
With over 1 million miles raced,
go, go, go.
Woo!
There's only one thing you can say about the amazing race.
We're larger than life.
With more intense competitions,
anything can happen. You can go from first to last in a heartbeat.
I'm just so tired.
We came here to win this competition.
And more exotic locations.
We're in the Amazon.
The world awaits.
Amazing!
On the Amazing Race. Noon, Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Tuesday.
We're the FBI. We always get our man.
From Dick Wolf, executive producer of Law & Order.
I just got a call. I want all hands on deck.
Let's go, let's go.
Their job.
Can you tell me what happened?
Is staying one step ahead.
Let's get some answers.
With Zico Zaki.
FBI, take your hands off the wheel.
And Missy Peregrine.
Step away from the weapon. It's over.
A new FBI, Tuesday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
The Live Love Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts. Looking to buy or sell a home? That's the undisputed team you need to get with Jennifer Carson and the gang over there. They are the best in the Mid-South. They're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. They're going to help you. They know the market better than anybody. So they're going to do their analysis. They're going to help you. They're going to get more money for you, top dollar. Inventory is low right now, which means people are paying top dollar. So if you are on that side of it, get with the Live Love Memphis team. If you're looking to buy, get the Live Love Memphis team, because again, they know the hot spots, they know the market. Get with them. Info at livelovememphis.com.
You know, Jane had an experience with the Live Love Memphis team that you need to hear about, because it can tell you you can get with the wrong group and they can give you the wrong advice. And it's an example of that, because another agent told Jane that her two houses in Oakland, the most she could get for them was $215,000. It was going to take about 2 months to get them ready to go on the market. And this is a market you want to get onto quickly. Jen told Jane, I'm over here to Live Love. Told Jane, put $8,000 into each home, and we're going to get you the most money possible. They listed both homes for not $215,000, $245,000. And that was just 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, not 2 months later. So a totally different experience and completely different advice. Both houses sold with multiple offers for over list price. That's what Live Love's going to do for you, not just here in Tennessee. They are licensed, as well as John has said, in Mississippi. So why not give them a call, Jennifer Carstensen and her team, 901-410-8818. Again, 410-8818. You can have a similar experience as Jane, similar experience to mine. They sold my home 2 years ago. I've told you guys about that. They'll take care of it. And in this market, you're going to want to be with the right people. That's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, I want to ask you a question here, because we do have a little bit of NFL news to get to. But you're a parlay man. That's who you are. That's who you. That's how you identify.
Oh, stop. I'm still just.
You're a parlay man.
What does Zubin say? Little shekels for me, bro.
Yes, little shekels.
Half pennies I'm putting on it.
Who did you say? Zubin Mahinti. Yeah. I was trying to think about who you were talking about.
Shekels.
Yes. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, parlay man. I have a scenario for you here. There is a bettor on DraftKings Sportsbook who has a 12-leg parlay, okay?
Those are hard to hit.
And he has hit 11 of the 12. And the only one that's left is the favored Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight.
Wow.
12 legs, 11 out of 12.
Wow.
And I think you might be able to do this on FanDuel too, but you can cash out. You can get out of a bet, or you can, you know, like they allow you, they'll pay you a certain.
At that point.
Yeah.
You settle, essentially.
So he, all of his picks were money line favorites. So the payout is not as big as it might have been otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But $19 was the wager. To win, if he hits tonight, $595.
Oh.
Yeah, so 19 to win, 595. Or
nice little lick.
That's if the Bucks win. If they lose, he gets nothing. Or he can cash out right now for $370. What would you do? Would you let it ride for the basically $225 because you've come this far, or would you just lock in your gain? Lock in your win.
Well, I'm Mr. Gas Money. I'm Mr. Take a Bite from the Cookie.
Yes.
Right, let me just get a little lunch money with a little spread of the love. And
you
then
would cash out.
I'll get on out of here.
You would cash out.
That lets you everything you need to know about me.
You would cash out.
I would absolutely cash out and get what you can get.
Yes.
And get out.
But think about how much gas $595 will buy. That's like 3-4 months of gas right there.
But see, that can be the issue, right?
Oh, for sure.
No matter how big you can bet.
But it's just $19, and you've already come this far. Brad, would you cash out or would you let it ride?
Let it ride. It depends on if you need the money.
Right.
You know,
if you're in a bad situation.
I have a philosophy. Don't gamble if you don't need the money, if you can't deal with losing the money. Gamble if you're good with it.
Yep.
So if you already went ahead and made it this far and you don't need the money, let that joker ride.
I mean, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You're not betting on Ryan Finley. It's Tom freaking Brady.
That's it.
At the crib, by the way.
I'm trying to pull this one up because I want to have the exact number. But this is one of the reasons why I'm hoping, John, that we're all doing this responsibly. It goes without saying.
Yeah.
But last night in that Raiders-Chiefs game,
yep.
At the end of the game, a lot of folks have got these parlays like John's talking about. You've picked money line right. You've picked the under on how many yards for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You've gotten that right. There's one in there for Patrick Mahomes over under 16.5 rushing yards. Well, last night, and I had that in one of my parlays that I lost doing these again, mostly losing. I'll just be real honest with you. For me so far.
It takes a big man to accept and admit his losses.
Well, I want to be honest about all this stuff. Anyway, he takes a knee, Brad, at the end of the game. He was over 16.5.
Yeah.
He takes the knee. He comes under. And so for those that had that in a seven or an eight-leg parlay, and that's the one thing, the knee at the end of the game costing you what in some cases is, you know, $500,000. You know, you've wagered a little in these parlays to win big, cost you the whole thing because he takes a knee at the end of the game. And that cost you everything. That to that point, it's one of the reasons why you get too caught up in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, something like that will drive you absolutely crazy.
Well, to John's point on the buyout, I think what I would do, however, is if you can beat the book in terms of if you get some quick intel, like we work at a radio station, we get quick intel between Twitter, BetQL, and all the stuff we got rolling in. There's sometimes where you can beat the book because they're just not quick to trigger. Like if Brady's out somehow miraculously tonight, and you owe it to yourself then to go give that thing a look-see if you can beat the book there.
Well, because what would happen?
They'd drop it as soon as they could.
Your cash out price would go to like 300 or 250 or something like that.
It would drop, but if you can somehow beat them to doing that, because there have been a couple of times, to your point, Jason, mm-hmm. where if you look at your buyout and especially on those real-time odds, you can really get in and you can either steal one from them quickly or vice versa. But usually you're not going to do that because now these guys are so fast.
I'm just telling you, you can get in a lot of trouble on that live betting.
Yeah, live betting is dangerous. But I did see FanDuel did something where there was a bad beat on a call this weekend.
Oh, DraftKings did the same thing. What game was that, John? You were
what
in on
was
that
the
one.
Game?
It was Purdue-Minnesota.
So Purdue-Minnesota, there was a horrendous call.
Horrendous enough that the sportsbook says, we're going to cash it.
And they really got good PR out of that because they made a big deal. Like, we're giving your money. We're voiding the bet. In other words, you didn't win or lose. It's just voided. But I think that I do like it when they do that. You do have to use that red line, though, if you have any issues. I mean, this is real stuff that people are dealing
Amen.
With. And we're in a time where people are losing their jobs.
Amen.
I am very mindful of the fact that we are advertising this stuff, but on every one of these ads, we say red line for a reason, man.
For sure. No doubt about that.
The one person you won't be betting on anymore is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Damn.
That bet went to hell. I had them on a parlay yesterday, and that immediately went poof.
I mean, couldn't we see it coming?
Yep.
That dude was taking shots all year long. One of the most hit guys in a while, and now he's out for the season, or at least that's what we expect. He tweeted as much afterwards, and a tough thing to see for a young quarterback. And I know, who is it, Theismann that we bring on? That's, man, if they're ready, throw him in there. But if you don't have the parts, if you don't have the offensive line that can protect him, aren't these investments so big that that's on you? Like Joe Burrow's injury is on them.
Yeah. Yeah,
John. And
of course, coming from the guy who had one of the worst, horrendous leg injuries in the history of the NFL.
Well, so here's the stat that I found yesterday. Joe Burrow came in that game yesterday against the Washington football team, having taken 72 hits, which is tied with Daniel Jones last season for the most by a rookie quarterback in his first 9 games since 2000. So over the last 20 years, nobody has had as many hits as Joe Burrow, other than Daniel Jones, and I mean, to be honest, this is a great thing for him because now you've already proven that you're a great quarterback or you have the potential to be a great quarterback, and you don't have to go out there and lose every week and get your ass kicked. I hate to say it like that, but like it's just true. I mean, Joe Burrow is not devastated today because he knows the score. And honestly, this should absolutely –
he's a competitor.
There's that piece of it too, but I mean, it's for the longevity of his career.
I get the point.
I hate to say like an injury is the best thing for it, but it was inevitable. He's going to get injured.
Yep.
The way that offensive line protects. It was just going to happen. This should absolutely add to the urgency. If it didn't already – those executives have to be watching the offensive line every single week. They know how damn desperate they are. They need to do whatever they can to get a, to get a good line. I mean, to get it, you have to draft an offensive lineman. I don't care. There's no two ways about it. Because here's the truth about the Cincinnati roster. It's actually pretty good, if not for that offensive line. Like, they actually have talent.
Was it Higgins kid?
You got Higgins. You got Boyd. AJ Green caught a touchdown yesterday. You got Mixon in the backfield. Yeah. I mean, you actually have some real talent on that roster. Now, you're not ready to compete with the Steelers for the division now, but in 2-3 years, possibly. You know, it is possible. I mean, and all you have to really do, as far as I'm concerned, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, is just invest in that offensive line. It's a joke they haven't already. I don't understand what the holdup is, but now you definitely have to do it.
See, my whole thing is, if you don't have a line that can protect him, then he doesn't need to be out there. And Theismann's right on, some of these guys can handle it, right? But if you've got a line, you're setting him up for disaster. Particularly if you think about it, he was throwing it 30, 40, 50 times a game.
Yep.
Which is also increasing the likelihood that he's going to take one of these shots. That's all they were doing. They don't have a run game in a situation where they can take the pressure off of him. Literally every week it was on him to drop back with that faulty offensive line. So I would tell you, you're still – yeah, you may look at this as good thing for Joe Burrow, but poor in the sense if you're Cincinnati as an organization that you got this commodity out there
true.
And you're setting him up to fail every time, and you're setting yourself up to get set. And I realize Joe's young. We think he's going to bounce back, all that stuff from the injury, be back. But when you have him out there throwing 40, 50 times with a behind an offensive line that's bad, you're asking for that. And didn't we say that beforehand? Is Joe Burrow going into a situation? We know he's good. Is he going into a bad situation that can mess him up? And we keep bringing up the example, and I'll never stop thinking about it, because I thought he had a chance to be real good, David Carr, who got beat up in Houston, and it changed him. I mean, I watched Jay Cutler lose the love because he got beat up so much. Joe's got a lot of love in him. He loves the game. But that can happen to guys. They can get beat up to a point where either they can't do the job or don't love it anymore and don't want to do the job. And so Cincy has got all it, – and it's not – that's not a deal where you're going to be able to fix that with one offensive lineman.
Yep.
That's something that's going to take some time to really, truly fix and get it to a point you want to be. And that's the problem for Cincy right now. That's going to take some time.
Yeah, it is. It is very true. So, listen, it was a devastating injury. Adam Schefter tweeting this just now. It's like he's hearing us talk about it. Thanks, Adam.
I knew the news was going to be official here soon.
Joe Burrow tore his ACL, his MCL, and suffered other structural issues in his knee.
See, we're talking about him bouncing back just because he's young. That's a ton he took yesterday.
Some people
he may not be ready for the beginning of the season.
That's what some people are starting to say. Like, that's what some people are starting to speculate.
Getting into Alex Smith territory, and I know that one was way worse.
Because you got to think about it. I mean, an ACL is an 8-month minimum usually, right? Mm-hmm. Just an ACL is an 8-month minimum. So what would 8 months be? That would put him right at the start of the season if it's 8 months. But it could be a year. And if it's a year, you're going into November next year without your franchise quarterback. So that is certainly brutal for him.
Other side of that game, how about Tigers running backs yesterday? Antonio Gibson, 94 yards, 16 carries, had a touchdown. Pollard had a touchdown that game against Dallas. How about those Tigers running backs?
How about him, man? I mean, and
got
then
Daryl Henderson tonight.
That's right,
He's got 5 touchdowns on the season.
What a day.
It's a great advertisement for Memphis Tiger football, right?
Antonio Gibson may lead Washington to the division title with the way that freaking East is right
now.
It's
true. I mean, it's crazy. It's true.
It was a big day certainly yesterday for the University of Memphis football program. While we're on the subject of Memphis football, Mike Norvell, you remember him,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Former coach.
This quote is fun.
He has shot back.
Saw this.
He has shot back
good,
at Dabo.
Good for him.
He had to.
Good for him.
There was no other way about this.
You got to stand up.
Yeah, because, I mean, basically.
Yeah, screw you, Dabo.
Look, I think LSU did the same thing. I mean, I think LSU ducked Alabama. I'm just saying.
Mississippi State didn't, to their credit. They had 47 going to Georgia, and they competed.
Because the reason why I say LSU did is because Ed Orgeron said basically the entire team had it. And if that's true, either he was lying then or he was lying 2 weeks ago. So, you know, you got to pick one. But Dabo Swinney essentially said that Florida State was running from Clemson, which is understandable.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't enjoy getting my ass kicked, you know, and that's what would have happened. But Mike Norvell came out today and said that absolutely COVID-19 was the reason for the postponement. And he added this: football coaches are not doctors. Mm-hmm. Some of us might think we are, but there's a reason why medical advisors make decisions based on the information that is provided. It's unfortunate that opportunity has been delayed, but there's a reason people making those decisions have that responsibility, which is just a great, very scholarly way to tell Dabo that you're a damn moron. And stop saying things like, it is dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous.
Why they need the backup offensive lineman in the first place so bad that you got to bring him with you, just leave him behind.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not Dabo, though. That's the way he runs his program. I mean, he is – I'm not going to say he's a denier of COVID, but, I mean, he was the one from the beginning who was just like, let's just play. You know, and didn't Clemson all get it?
Early on. Yeah. They had like 60 cases early
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I mean, so – it's really emblematic of the way that you know, the way that Dabo approaches all of this. I mean, he's an old school guy, you know. And but listen, if you're Norvell, you have to fight back.
My whole thing is, I wonder if we're watching Dabo change here a little bit, in the sense that, you know, what he used to sell was humility and down home old guy, just gonna
right.
do it the right way. Yeah. And as a result of us doing it the right way, we've built quite a champion. But if it's a little bit of, and not to compare situations, but if it's once you win like that, right, and you get used to doing it your way, and more less having people handed to you and say, oh, this is your mm-hmm. and that happened. If you get like this where you're clearly in a situation where you brought along the positive case. They're yep. just following protocol in this instance.
Right.
And I realized y'all took 9 buses and went out of your way and all that stuff to play. And yes, what does it cost you? 300 something cost you a bunch to travel. But don't we get it in 2020 that this is going to come up? And the idea that you're hurling, you know, these accusations at a school at Florida State,
yep.
at a first-year coach in mm-hmm. Mike Norvell, and I realize he's put it more on their administration, but it's essentially at their program saying they're a bunch of scaredy cats. Hadn't he kind of gone complete 180 in terms of the old humble 180? Hey, I'm just a hard-working wide receiver. I don't even know how I got to this point in my career.
He
just
has
blessed
changed.
Beyond measure. Mm-hmm. Now it's pointing yes. fingers. Oh, you guys were cowards. You're just running because of COVID. In a year where, my gosh, you got this stuff all over the country.
Yep.
And so I keep going back to your phrase, John, drunk with power.
Yep.
Just in the sense that
well,
now you
again,
feel like you can hurl these accusations
that's
around.
That's the kind of a place where you can become intoxicated with power.
Similar spot in that way. Again, don't want to compare what he's doing
right.
to what Greg Marshall did, but just similar spot in that kind of way where once you win big like that, man, you're the king of the town. They're going to let you do what you want to do. And when you got all that power and you're that head's getting that big, you'll start to do stuff like this.
It's just true.
You know? It's completely different than the way he sort of started.
Yep. So that's what Norvell had to say about
unless you're at LSU Dabo. And then you just go back and suck the following year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
Head new.
Yeah. We will come back. Ryan Mathurin is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the moves the Grizzlies are making. DeAnthony Melton's back, and they gave John Conchar and John Faye Porter some money. We'll get into all that with him, where they stack up next season. Is this going to be, you know, I guess we all acknowledge it's going to be a step back. How big of a step back does it have to be? We will get into all of that with Ryan McDonough when we come back. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
Guys, you're seeing and hearing all these FanDuel Sportsbooks ads. Maybe some of you are just hearing. You're saying, is that even legal here yet in Tennessee? The answer is yes, and FanDuel's saying do it with us because they're allowing you to place a risk-free bet and your first bet up to $1,000 back if you don't win as a first-time signee. Seriously, no strings attached. Again, any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet back. That's up to $1,000. Back in bonus site credit, so you can go bet on your Raiders or your Chiefs all over again. Tonight we've said you got the Rams, Buccaneers. Bucks are 4.5-point favorites. And Daryl Henderson, the former Tiger, maybe he'll continue a great weekend for former Tigers running backs. He's at anytime touchdown score at plus 160 at FanDuel tonight. I told you he's got 5 touchdowns on the season. Might not be a bad bet. Hey, if you miss it, if Daryl doesn't score, you get it all back. And generous risk-free bets like that are just the beginning over at FanDuel. They've got a simple app. Live betting on every game and fun bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay and you can win big there. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they're going to get you those winnings in as little as 24 hours. Had that happen over the weekend. They've got the spread the love bets. They've had 2 weeks in a row here. I'm looking for the next one. Bandy, and last week it was Tennessee. This weekend it was Tennessee at +126.5. That's right, +126.5 was free money. FanDuel does it that way just about every week. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Moles, such cute little creatures. Gray, furry, and completely blind. But they see well enough to turn your flower beds into Swiss cheese. For all you know, they're building a vastly connected mole superhighway under your backyard as we speak. Holy moly, just look at your yard. Anyone up for some whack-a-mole? It's time to call Allied. Let their technicians rid your yard of those pesky blind boring machines for good. Allied Termite and Pest, 901-754-0454.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. NBA free agency is in full swing. Grizzlies made some moves, some deals. Here to help us make some sense of everything is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Ryan, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, Jason and John. Always great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, so it was quite an interesting draft, quite an entertaining draft. Before we get into sort of the moves that the Grizzlies made specifically with their draft picks and then free agency, broadly, who were the winners and who were the losers of the draft in your eyes?
Yeah, going back to last Wednesday, guys, a few teams stood out. First and foremost was the Golden State Warriors, number two pick in the draft. They got James Wiseman, the big out of Memphis, who your listeners know very well. Might have been the most talented player in the entire draft. He's a seven-foot physical freak. And then I really like what they did in the second round as well. I thought getting a kid that I've watched here locally in Arizona, in Nico Mannion, the point guard who played at University of Arizona, played for a long time going back to his high school career. I was surprised he was still on the board at 48. So they stand out to me, and then also I really like what the Sacramento Kings did with the 12th pick, getting Tyrese Halliburton. He's a guy I had as a mid-lottery grade on my board, and I was very surprised he was still there with the 12th pick, and I think that was a great get for the Kings.
What about on the other side? Was there anybody's draft who you sort of looked at and scratched your head about?
Well, I think, you know, net, guys, what the Detroit Pistons have done is a little bit perplexing to me from an executive standpoint. You know, on draft night, they were very active adding and wheeling and dealing. And, you know, I thought looking at what they did on draft night, where they ended up with three of the top 19 picks, Killian Hayes, the point guard, played in France, Isaiah Stewart, the center from Washington, and Sadiq Bey, the wing from Villanova, I said, okay, you know, they're most likely to go through a full-blown grown youth movement to tear it down, to pick it in the upper lottery again next year. And then, you know, 2 days later in free agency, they ran out and signed a bunch of guys, including Jeremy Grant and Mason Plumlee, from the Denver Nuggets, and made some other moves. And they were waving and stretching players, which is not something that you usually do unless you're, you know, really going for it, like at a championship level. So I get that they were aggressive. There's a lot of activity in Detroit, but to me, what they did on draft night seems a little, different than what they did when free agency started 2 days later.
You know, RJ Hampton is a guy that we have gotten to know pretty well here in Memphis because of his workouts with Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller, and we've had him on the show. We know Rod Hampton very well. And this is a young man who was projected at one time before he went to Australia to be a top five pick, and he got selected obviously there in the mid 20s. Is that going to be a quote unquote steal for the Denver Nuggets there with RJ Hampton just because of the talent?
I think it is. I think it has a good chance to be, not only because of the talent, but also because of the franchise that he got drafted to. Think of what the Denver Nuggets have done, guys, over the last 6 or 7 years, developing Nikola Jokic as a second-round pick into one of the best players in the entire league, a guy who was backing him up, or they couldn't play together, and Yusuf Nurkic went to Portland and has now blossomed in a Trailblazers uniform. Jamal Murray's become one of the best young guards in the league. And then, you know, in the last couple drafts, they added Michael Porter Jr. and Bol Bol. So it's a great situation for players to develop. Michael Malone and his staff have done a terrific job of that. I had RJ Hampton rated a lot higher. I had him as a, you know, mid-first round grade, like in the teens somewhere. So I thought he was a steal for Denver at number 24. And as you guys know, where you get picked is somewhat important, especially from a financial standpoint. There is a sliding scale from a salary perspective in the first round. So I imagine RJ and his family were a little bit disappointed to be picked 24th. But I think in the long run, he has a great chance to not only play well in Denver, but make a lot of money because of how he plays and how he develops on a very talented Nuggets roster.
I'm curious to get your opinion, Ryan, on what you thought about what the Bulls did taking Patrick Williams at number 4.
Yeah, that was surprising, guys. Mm-hmm. I think the way the top of the draft went was relatively predictable, even, you know, the couple days before the draft, or certainly on the day of the draft, that the top three would be Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball in that order. And then, everything kind of broke down from there. Mm-hmm. So I understand that, you know, some people thought it was a reach. Frankly, guys, I had concerns and questions about, you know, just about everybody in this draft, sure, including the top three picks. So I understood it from the Bulls' perspective that they need a wing. Patrick Williams is young. He's talented. He's 19 years old. He's got a great body, but he's raw. You know, there's a lot of talent to work with there, though. So to the extent that Arturis Karnišević is the new head of basketball in Chicago, and Billy Donovan, their head coach, obviously came from OKC, but is new with the Bulls, I think they'll take the time and to be patient, develop a guy who's, you know, probably as talented as just about anybody in this year's draft. But to answer your question, it was a little bit surprising. Just, I've been doing this a long time, yeah, to see a guy who never started a game and was the sixth man at Florida State to go on the top four. Anytime that happens, it's a little bit of a surprise.
What's going on in Charlotte, Ryan? Obviously, they add LaMelo, who we all think has got some star potential. You're putting that with Graham and with Terry Rozier. We'll see how that works. But then you go out and bring in Gordon Hayward, bringing in a little bit of free agency news into this. Can you see it? Can you see the pieces in Charlotte, or are you scratching your head just like we're doing here?
Well, here's the question, guys. As you guys know, in Memphis, you know, smaller market, sometimes you need a bolt, you need a jolt or a boost, and that's what Charlotte did this offseason, first and foremost drafting LaMelo Ball with the third pick. I think he's the most talented player in this year's draft. He has some holes and flaws, especially on the defensive end, but there's a lot of talent, especially offensively, to work mm-hmm. with there. And then, look, I think, you know, to the extent that think of what, you know, John Morant has done for your franchise there in your backyard in Memphis and revitalizing the team and giving them a lot of juice and a lot of national attention. That is what I think and hope that those two guys, LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward, are going to do from Charlotte. This is a team that's been somewhat of an afterthought in the NBA recently, and they bring in the most electric playmaker in this year's draft and also a guy who, is an all-star caliber player in Hayward. So it was a slight overpay for Hayward. I get that part of it. There are some injury concerns as well, but if you're in Charlotte and you're with a team that's been league's worst for the past 5 or 10 years, if not longer than that, I feel like they needed to do something drastic. And in a smaller market, if that means slightly overpaying an elite free agent who you want, that's what they decided to do to get Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. We, of course, talking to Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, here on the show. As the Grizzlies have sort of proven to be in this new front office, the way they've kind of put together. They got busy. They got busy on draft night, did not stand pat there at 40. They moved up into the first round and selected Desmond Bane. Also got Xavier Tillman there in the second as well, and signed Killian Tilly to a two-way deal. What do you make of what the Grizzlies did on draft night, Ryan?
Yeah, so I think if you look at the roster, the biggest hole, you know, obviously the strengths start with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. In the backcourt and frontcourt respectively, but, you know, still trying to address that wing position. I think that's going to be key for Memphis going forward. You know, Josh Jackson obviously left to go to Detroit in free agency, so they were looking for a wing, and I understand the deal. You know, the scouts I respect who really evaluate the draft and the players in it closely liked Desmond Bane. They liked his body. He's a four-year college player at TCU. He's strong. They like his shooting stroke. So he's one of the more ready-made guys, you know, in this year's draft. He's not a project or, you know, he's somebody that can probably play minutes relatively early in his Grizzlies career. So, you know, to the extent there are concerns, I think, still about Justice Winslow and his health and when he will be healthy and if he'll be able to stay healthy, getting the best wing they could get by trading into the late first round and getting that pick from Boston, I thought was a good move. And then Tillman, another, you know, upperclassman at Michigan State, a big who can space the floor. So, you know, I think the pattern was clear from Memphis. As you guys know, they have a young roster. They have a lot of young players on the roster. But with the guys they drafted, they didn't want 19 and 20-year-old projects. They wanted more experienced, more proven college players, and that's what they got in Bane and Tillman.
Does it feel like the Lakers have upgraded here in free agency? It sure feels like it to me, Ryan. Wesley Matthews, we just saw the Gasol news, obviously. You got Dennis Schroeder coming over. And then you get Montrezl Harrell from over with the Clippers. I love what they've done so far. How about you?
Yeah, Lakers have done well. I mean, they were by far the best team in the Orlando bubble. They rolled through the Western Conference playoffs. They handled the Miami Heat relatively easily in the NBA Finals. Obviously, Miami had some injury issues with Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo missing time. But the rich get richer. I mean, right? They loaded up. They did have some, you know, key departures. Danny Green, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo in particular. But net guys, I think they improved their team with the moves you mentioned, trading for Dennis Schroeder, who was my pick for Sixth Man of the Year. And then they signed the guy who actually won Sixth Man of the Year. Schroeder was the runner-up. Montrezl Harrell, they signed away across the hall. And that's one of the more surprising individual moves to me.
Yeah.
Guys, not just that the Lakers were able to land Montrezl Harrell, but that the Clippers let him go. The Clippers have some financial constraints. Now, they did pivot and recovered nicely by signing Serge Ibaka, but there's a lot of short-term pressure on the L.A. Clippers in particular with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard potentially hitting free agency just a year from now, next offseason. So I was surprised they let Montrezl Harrell go, especially to sign with their crosstown rival, the L.A. Lakers.
Speaking of the Lakers, it looks as though they are going to add Marc Gasol, a former Memphis Grizzly that we know quite well here as a real staple of the franchise here. Can he help? I mean, how should we sort of look at this move by the Lakers?
Yeah, I have some concerns about Gasol at this point in his career, guys. I know how beloved he is there in Memphis, and rightfully so. I think if you combine his contributions in Europe, in the NBA, and with FIBA playing for Spain, he will be in the Hall of Fame someday, and I think he deserves that. But, you know, just watching him play in the playoffs, in particular against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals this past year, I thought he was a little bit exposed. He's in his mid-30s now. He doesn't move quite as well as he used to. So I understand why Toronto let him go, or, you know, they only wanted him at a certain level. The Raptors ended up replacing Gasol with Aaron Baines, who I thought played pretty well the last 2 years in Boston and then in Phoenix. So I know Mark's a big name. I get, you know, why he's so beloved there. But in my opinion, guys, it seems like he may have lost a step. So I don't anticipate that he'll have a huge impact for the Lakers, which is why I think, you know, first they signed Montrezl Harrell and then they view Mark maybe as a backup insurance. But which, as you guys know, if he's in that role or ends up being in the locker room mentor, limited minutes role, there's probably nobody better in the league than Marc Gasol
right
to do that.
That. It seems like that's where his real value will be. I'm with you, Ryan. He's lost a step. He's probably lost two steps. His value is going to be in that locker room. And like you said, it just feels like rich get richer from that standpoint. What about the Rockets? What do you do if you're Raphael Stone and you're going into this season, I guess, with two guys who don't want to be there? Maybe not. Maybe he can make a deal beforehand. But what's that going to look like by midseason this year? Will they both still be there? Will a move have been made? What do you think the Rockets do?
Yeah, so the Rockets have been a little bit confusing to me in terms of the direction over the last week or so, guys. Look, if their plan, which it seems like it is to keep James Harden, their superstar, and also Russell Westbrook, their second star, happy, I don't know why then, just before the draft, you'd trade Robert Covington to a conference rival, right, of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Right.
Yes, they got a first and a second round pick, and they took back Trevor Ariza, but you know, Ariza's not nearly the same player that he once was, and he's not nearly the player that Covington is at this point in his career. So, if you're trying to upgrade your team, I'm not sure why you would do that. If your main goal, which is what I think it is and what it should be, is to keep James Harden and Russell Westbrook happy. So that had me scratching my head. I liked what they did in free agency a lot better by landing Christian Wood. I think he's a very talented young big. Didn't get a lot of national attention playing in Detroit last year, but he was very good for the Pistons, and he's a guy that every analytics guy in the league likes because of his statistical production. So I give him a good grade for Wood. The Covington move has me scratching my head, and you know, is it enough to keep Harden and Westbrook happy? I personally have my doubts. I wouldn't be shocked to see those guys on the move elsewhere, but it seems like at least at this point Houston's planning on going into the season with them unless somebody blows them away with a godfather offer, in particular for their former MVP, James Harden.
The Clippers are being maligned today for the deal that they did for Marcus Morris, 4 years, $64 million, while his brother basically signs for the vet minimum there across town. People are saying that the Lakers are ruining the NBA with the sacrifices that all these players are willing to make to win championships. What do you think about the Marcus Morris deal? Is that one you're going to look back on in 4 years and say, huh, that was a good deal, or maybe a disaster?
Yeah, we had both of the Morris twins in Phoenix. It was certainly a bumpy road with those two when he had them both in a Suns uniform when I was GM of the team. I think, you know, the Clippers felt like they could not let their top free agents, we mentioned Jamichael Green going from the Clippers to the Lakers, they felt like they couldn't lose Marcus Morris. So I think, to some extent, the fact that Green left helped Morris, and the Clippers realized they had to do whatever it took to re-sign him. You know, one thing that I get it, most people don't fully understand, are the financial rules as far as re-signing players. Guys, the Clippers have a lot of big salaries led by their two max guys, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They also have significant salary to Patrick Beverley and then a decent number on their books, you know, for Lou Williams and other guys, so Ivica Zubac. So they did not have a ton of financial flexibility. Let me simplify. If Marcus Morris walked out the door and signed with, for $14 to $16 million elsewhere, they could not then replace him with another free agent who cost $14 to $16 million. That's not an option. So, yeah, I think the Clippers felt like they've gone all in with this team, especially what they did with OKC last year to get Paul George, which helped them in turn get Kawhi Leonard, and they're going to keep pushing their chips into the middle of the table. Keep in mind, guys, Steve Ballmer is one of the wealthiest men in the entire world, not just one of the wealthiest owners in the NBA. So they're going to keep continuing to be aggressive, especially considering that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George can hit unrestricted free agency next offseason.
You mentioned Phoenix. How high up do they go, or can they go, Ryan, with Chris Paul there?
Yeah, I like their team. I mean, they've clearly upgraded their team. They sent out Ricky Rubio, Kelly Oubre, and a draft pick, and a few end-of-the-bench guys for Chris Paul, who was second-team All-NBA. And, you know, look, most valuable player is a subjective thing to some extent. Obviously, Giannis won the award last year and, you know, was deserving of it. But I don't think anybody was more valuable to their team last season than Chris Paul was to OKC, what he did to that franchise, helping them, you know, carrying them to the playoffs and getting them in that 4-5 matchup versus Houston. A lot of people, myself included, anticipated that. So I like that move from Phoenix. They've continued to be aggressive and load up in free agency. They signed Jay Crowder earlier this morning. They agreed to re-sign Dario Saric. So they're going for it. I think they have a terrific chance to be a playoff team in the West, keeping in mind that, you know, OKC is depleted. And Houston, if they put Harden and Westbrook in play for trades or trade those guys, they won't be as good. And then with the injury to Klay Thompson, there's some questions about the Warriors' ability to get back in the playoffs. So the Suns have a great shot, but as you guys know, there are a lot of young, talented teams in the West, like the New Orleans Pelicans and like the Memphis Grizzlies in your backyard. So, once again, it's going to be a bloodbath to get into the top eight in the Western Conference.
According to Brian Windhorst, confidence is gaining there in the Milwaukee front office that Giannis is going to sign that Supermax, $228 million. I mean, on one hand, I understand because it's just $228 million, but would it be wise for Giannis to lock himself in to Milwaukee? Because, I mean, listen, it can go the wrong way, certainly. Would you not want that flexibility if you're Giannis?
I would want it if I were Giannis or if I were advising Giannis. You know, look, and I worry as an executive, former executive for 15-plus years, about false expectations, guys. It was reported late Monday night, a week ago tonight, that the Milwaukee Bucks were going to get Jrue Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic. I put on my Twitter, at McDNBA, I have significant concerns about if the league is serious about tampering, how a player who's going to be a restricted free agent on Friday agrees to a sign and trade on Monday. Obviously, other teams in the league office had concerns about that with Bogdanovic as well, so that deal fell apart. And now if you look at, you know, what Milwaukee did besides Jrue Holiday, which was a very aggressive package they gave New Orleans with a bunch of draft picks and pick swaps in addition to Eric Bledsoe and George Hill, you know, the rest of it net-net, DJ Augustine, Torrey Craig, Bryn Forbes, and Bobby Portis, that is okay, but if I'm Giannis or his agent, that is not, you know, something I'm running out to grab a pen and sign the contract at the first possible moment. I'm not super excited about that, and personally, I would rather play out the year and see how it goes. But as you guys know, it's always easier to tell somebody else what to do, especially when there's close to $230 million guaranteed sitting on the table.
And then lastly, before we get you out of here, Ryan, we appreciate your time as always. The development timeline for the Memphis Grizzlies, I think, is going to look really jagged and weird because they were a playoff team for the majority of the season last year. Obviously, they lose the play-in to the Portland Trailblazers in the bubble. And I think there is the expectation, given all the activity in the West, the Warriors are going to come back into the mix. You certainly would believe the Suns are next up. It feels like there is an expectation, sort of, that the Grizzlies take a step back, that they're not the sort of contender to make the playoffs that they were last year, and that, you know, they may be a couple of years off. How would you sort of assess the Grizzlies right now, and do you share that opinion that there will be a step back? And if there is one, how big does it have to be?
Well, I think there certainly could be a step back, guys, with the way the other teams in the Western Conference have loaded up. Keep in mind, the two worst teams in the West last year in 14th place was the Golden State Warriors. The injury to Klay Thompson obviously hurts, but they'll get Steph Curry back, and they just added Kelly Oubre and paid an insane amount of money between the contract and luxury tax to do that. And then in the last place team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're trying to load up too. They made some aggressive moves, you know, recently bringing in Ed Davis, re-signing Malik Beasley and Juancho Hernangómez, trading for Ricky Rubio. So I bring it up because there's not a bad team in the Western Conference. And I say that, you know, all due respect to the bottom teams in the East, I could pick out four or five that I don't think are going to be very good. I look at all 15 in the Western Conference, and I think they're talented. So I think for Memphis, guys, it'll really come down to the health, in particular, of Jaren Jackson Jr. and Justice Winslow. Those guys are healthy and can play well. They have a chance to be in the playoff mix. Keep in mind this year, guys, you don't have to be in the top eight to get in the playoffs. You just have to be in the top 10 to trigger the play-in scenario with the position the Grizz were in a year ago. So I think if those guys are healthy, they should certainly have a chance to get in the top 10. But again, it's not going to be easy in a loaded Western Conference.
Ryan, you're the best in the business,
man. Love your stuff,
man. Thanks for the time,
Ryan.
As always.
Hey, always great to be on with you, Jason and John. Talk to you guys soon.
Yep. Here's Ryan McDonough, radio.com, NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. I think that's – it would be wise if you're a Grizzlies fan to temper your expectations and to remind yourself that you're on a – your horizon is a long one. You got the next 10 to 12 years, essentially, probably, with Ja and Jaren. I mean, that would be the expectation. Certainly at the absolute minimum would be 8. Mm-hmm. And I think we're not even close to that time yet, but I feel like Ja has just become such a part of the community that if there's going to be a dude, I don't think we're dealing with Anthony Davis in New Orleans is what I'm trying to say. Anthony Davis got out as soon as he could. Now, you know, they didn't do a good job of surrounding him with talent.
I was going to say, he took some shots, committed for as long about he needed to. How many times are you going to do that?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they took some shots. They came up empty. I just don't get the sense that Ja is going to hold the organization's feet to the fire quite like that. I think he's just become a part of the – I mean, Ja Raff.
Oh, that's going to help keep him.
How is he going to walk out on Ja Raff?
You know, I've started deciding that these kids, you may think one thing. I never believe that they're locked in or going to stay.
There's always going to be that desire to play for one of these big markets.
Because you're a bad player if you don't.
What do you mean?
You got to buy in. You got to play for the team you play on.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just saying.
I go to work here. I would never disrespect my employer by acting like this isn't my favorite and best job.
Well, yes, but I mean, the NBA is a different beast.
But I think that you probably are wise to do the same in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, the one percenters of talent, so their leverage is just – I mean, James Harden turned down $50 million a year. That's insane to me. But you know what? He did it because he's one of the greatest basketball players playing right now. He knows he'll be able to get it from wherever he goes. So he's like, I'm not locking myself into Houston because I don't want to be here. And you know, they turn, even though they turned it, he turned down that $50 million. They would offer it to him again tomorrow if he make it.
Well, you know? I think with Harden, though, the expectation was he's going to sign it, much like Ja, until he doesn't. You see what I'm saying there? Well, like, I think it's really a rag.
Well, I think Harden's a different. Ja and James are different dudes, you know? Like, I feel like James Harden is he goes to all the strip clubs and he's in Miami. And like, that's James. Again, I'm not saying that Ja's going to be here for the entirety of his career.
Right.
I'm just saying that in terms of the character and small town guy, went to Murray State.
That helps.
He's become part. I mean, dude, he was at the Houston High School game last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's comfortable.
Like, he loves this place.
Like Z-Bo got comfortable.
I'm not trying to sign for him, but I will. I just think the Grizzlies have a much better chance of keeping him here for the majority of his career than maybe any other, you know. Like, we'll see on Zion. I don't think Zion's going to be in New Orleans, you know, for 10 years. I think he's going
to
leave.
Well, and to that point, that's why fans don't need to rush this in terms of their expectations for what's next. It's going to be a minute, especially in this tough West where everybody, like we just talked about with Ryan, everybody around you got better. You've got to realize that now. You're still having an opportunity to compete. You got the play-in situation. You'll still be there. But I think we have smart basketball fans in this town that realize that the next step for the Grizzlies, really more so than jumping up to a 5 or a 4, is development of your own guys, seeing what's going on with Justice Winslow, figuring out if Dylan Brooks is the guy.
Yep.
That's the next step. And I think most fans, reasonable enough fans, realize that and won't be if they're not in the playoffs next year, won't go crazy. John won't be looking to jump off the ledge.
Right.
Because you understand that'll be a part of the process.
Amen. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Wrap it up on a Monday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We Gossett and Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $140 a month lease, plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $3,149 to its signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $3,149 to its signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $650 acquisition fee. Forte LE 242,174 MSRP, $20,505 sold. M77 55. 5682 MSRP 20,315, K5 MG 00319 MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602122020. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Tonight, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's Deck Building Month. It's Work and Play Month. It's the month to get things done. With the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in a versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or a full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. Plus, now during Truck Month, make it your own with a $1,000 accessory allowance with the eligible purchase of a new Chevy with accessories. So make this month the month to get a Chevy truck, and make every month Truck Month. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Excludes Colorado base models. Must take new retail delivery of a 2020 or 2021 Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Colorado, or 2020 Tahoe or Suburban with eligible GM or associated accessories by 11/30/2020. Accessory purchase must be equal to or more than $1,000 at MSRP. Excludes tax and installation. Not available with some other offers. Visit Chuck Hunt and Chevrolet today.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Blacktop Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, they're the team to call. They're going to help you. Don't try to do this yourself. Don't put that on yourself. We got enough stress in 2020 as it is. Let them take the stress out of that move. 316-6196, 316-6196. They're licensed. They're bonded. They're insured. I've used them multiple times. Jeffrey Wright has used them. My buddy Garrison just used them a couple weeks ago. They are the team in Memphis. The reviews speak for themselves. Go ahead and book your move now because it's always moving season. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and move it in the city of Memphis. Call today.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web. JamesDavisStore.com.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with a Kroger brand frozen turkey. They're tender and juicy and just 77 cents a pound. Limit one with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Had some myself this weekend. It's the smoothest whiskey out there, smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues, made right here in Memphis. That's the great thing about it. It's made right here in Memphis, crafted in Memphis, aged a minimum of 3 years. That's what they do. It's also just $29.99. It's super affordable, tastes great, you can make a cocktail, drink it neat, drink it on the rocks, totally up to you. All good, all smooth, any way you go. Get it wherever you get your favorite liquors, just $29.99. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. Thanks to Ryan Dunner for joining us on the show today. We got a big one on Monday night, Jason. A big game tonight. Tom Brady versus Jared Goff. The rematch from
Rams
Super Bowl.
Rams going down.
What was it? I don't remember exactly which one it was, but it was a couple years ago. You think the Rams are losing this one, huh?
Yeah, just got to be physical with them. That Tampa Bay defense, I think, will do the job.
You got to keep TB upright. Aaron Donald is not going to make that an easy task. So it'll be an interesting game tonight.
That's true.
Just for your records, I'm on the over in the first half.
Ah.
I'm on the over in the first half. I think we're going to see some fireworks,
Sounds
baby.
Like some professional stuff.
TB12 is going to put up some points. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Ryan Medunner for joining us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz. And thanks to Barrett Jones. DNR and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South sports gaming station. All the lines, the games, the action, the analysis, the players, and the wagers. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Live on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. The Six with Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Mark Giannato, and Jeffrey Wright, along with Gary Parrish. Weekdays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Black Friday sales event is on at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And we're going to blow you away with what you save. 2020 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-wheel drive IIHS top safety pick. We Gossett at $20,736 or $259 a month. Or power up your game in a 2020 Dodge Charger. $24,320 or $299 a month. And get rammed off in a 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cab 4x2. $29,656 or $396 a month. And 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x2, $29,878 or $398 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All must finance through Chrysler. $3,500 cash down. 75 months at 4.11 APR. Renegade LPM 02132 MSRP 26580 Charger. LH 167053 MSRP 31490 Tradesman. LG 293.29 MSRP 37855 Cherokee. LC 403192 MSRP 35495 Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, the sounds of great gifts and Black Friday deals are everywhere. Starting now and all week long, get up to 50% off game tables like ping pong, air hockey, and shuffleboard. Up to 25% off Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour apparel and footwear. And up to 50% off bikes and electric ride-on vehicles. Shop at Academy.com and get free shipping on orders over $25 and free curbside pickup. Or get Academy gift cards. Black Friday deals start now at Academy.com and your local Academy store. Exclusions and restrictions apply. While supplies last, see Academy.com for details.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on hundreds of prescription drugs.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Pick up at your local pharmacy or take advantage of free delivery. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 copay may be restricted to particular tiers, preferred medications, or mail order prescriptions during the initial coverage phase and may not apply during the coverage gap or catastrophic stage. Free delivery with preferred mail order pharmacies.
Wow.
Tonight, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate foods.
You stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.